Okay, Alan, ich bin zu Hause für Schleimer Bach 2, bin Rivka Basia. As we enter now into the continue on during the days of the 3 weeks, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down, specifically the Torah Shlomo, that the Shabbosos of the Bein HaMetzarim are actually higher Shabbosos, they're holier Shabbosos, the more uplifted Shabbosos, than the entire rest of the year. And the Tefer Shlomo says, how do I know that? He says, it's a line actually from Kabbalah Shabbos, specifically from the Chadori. The Pasuk says, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBacha. Says the Tefer Shlomo, don't read it, Rav Lach Sheves Be'emek HaBacha, Rav Lach Shabbos Be'emek HaBacha. Emek HaBacha is a reference to the Bein HaMetzarim, Emek HaBacha, the Valley of Cries. Rav Lach Shabbos, how great are the Shabbos is Be'emek HaBacha, in the middle of the 3 weeks. But let's try to understand, why is it like this? Why is it that the Shabbosos of the 3 weeks are actually more on a higher level, they're more uplifted than the rest of Shabbosos of the rest of the year? And maybe try to connect a little bit to Parshas Pinchas as well. Sefer Mor v'Shemesh, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, he asks this question, why is it, Dafka, that Shabbosos of Bein Metzarim are greater than all the rest of the Shabbosos of the rest of the year? And he says, it appears to me nearly, because she says yomim hachamei achol shvein hamitzarim heim the muchim ma'od heim a kindness out of the mode. He says, you want to know why? Because the lower you go, the higher you rise. Right? The lower you go, the higher you rise. The days of the week, the 6 days of the week, they're low days. They're the 3 weeks. They're very sad days. Not sad days, but they're mournful days. So the lower you go, the higher you go. And he says, "V'yadua shabbos kodesh hu ilos olamos, v'yeshaliyah lechol sheshem me'achol." We know that Shabbos is the makor, it's the makor bracha. The Zohar says it uplifts the whole entire week. Mimeila yuvan shabbos shabbein hamitzarim him gavom al ma'od v'yeshaliyah chol dvarmish hay bekanas al ma'od v'nisalu al ma'alam al. It says, you want to know why the Shabbosos are also great? Because at the end of the day, the 6 days of the week are so low, and those days of the week have to be so uplifted, and they can only be uplifted through a great Shabbos. Which is not the same thing as the rest of the year. Because the rest of the year is not, it's not so, the 6 days of the week aren't on a low level. Therefore, there's no need to have a great Shabbat. They have Shabbat, every Shabbat is important. But there's no need to have that super impactful Shabbat, because those days aren't Yom and the Muchim. They're not of the big days Bein HaMetzarim. Says the Morav Shemesh, they don't need to be uplifted so on a greater level because those 6 days of the week, the rest of the year, they're not a lower level. But Bein HaMetzarim, those 6 days, they need to be uplifted. And that's why Dafka, the Shabbos is so great. And that's why maybe we can say from the Tefer Shlomo says, Rav Lach Sheves, Sheves Bein HaMetzarim, not Sheves, Rav Lach, not in your dwellings, but Rav Lach Shabbos Bein HaMetzarim. How great are the Shabbosos in the Valley of Cries? And specifically, if the Bein HaMetzarim, Bein HaKabacha is a reference to Bein HaKabacha, or a reference to the 3 weeks. Let's learn a little more about Morav HaShemesh. Morav HaShemesh continues on, and he says, why Dafka is it that Parshas Pinchas always falls out during the 3 weeks? And he says, you know, Chazal tell us that in Gemara Megillah and other places, Kozman Shikorin Seder Kabanos Marla Ani Aliyam Kilu Krivam. Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if you say the Seder Karbanos and you read them and you do them in Kriyas HaTorah to see if you brought them, he says at the end of the day, we know Parshas Pinchas talks all about the Karbanos, Karman Tomen, other Karbanos, and we know one of the things in the Morav HaShemesh writes, and this is from the Gemara, and Chazal tell us one of the things that happened in Shavuos Tamuz was the Batal HaTomen, the Karman Tomen was Batal, and according to the Gemara, once the Karman Tomen was Batal, that's when the whole Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's when the end of everything happened. As soon as the Tumid stopped, says Dafka, the Morav HaShemesh, an amazing thing. You want to know why we Dafka read Parshas Pinchas? In the Chazal made sure that we read Parshas Pinchas during the Bein HaMetzarim, because we wanted it to be a tikkun for not having the actual Karban Tumid, a tikkun for the Karban Tumid being batal. Because of our great sins, the Karbanos, specifically the Karban Tumid, was stopped. during this time period. So dafka what? Korim anachnu kol parshas karbanos shubeparshas pinchas b'sefer Torah machshiras b'nikudos v'tomim. We dafka read all the karbanos of parshas pinchas to try to make mitak in it. Because Chazal say, even if you can't bring it, what should you do? You should read it, you should lay it, as it is, and it'll be as if you brought it. Because man shekorim b'seder karbanos ma'al aleim ki'ilu kriyim lefanov. U'tikim gadol, says the Mor v'shemesh. Mor v'shemesh says, you read it, it's as if you brought them. And it's a great tikkun. So don't think that you go into any Shabbos, it's just a stam thing. Every Shabbos is amazing. But to realize this Shabbos Kodesh, and every Shabbos Kodesh with Deir Mitzarim, Pinchas, Matos Masa, and Dvarim. Specifically, we know that Avodah Yisrael says that the highest Shabbos of the year is Shabbos Chazon. Shabbos Chazon is the Koach of Mashiach. But specifically to realize that this Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, why do we dafka, would we read always Pinchas the main of Mitzarim? Because the Gemara says the Karmen Talmud was batal. Dafka, and once the Karmen Talmud of Baal Tamor of Hashem says that's when everything happened. That was the beginning of the end. That's when all the destruction happened. That's when everything bad started to roll. But how do we fix it? We fix it by having the Karmen Talmud. We fix it by having a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. We fix it by you having a beautiful Kriyas Torah. We fix it by having a beautiful Torah. Maybe we could just say from the Baal Torah. Baal Torah writes specifically about the Karmen Talmud. If you look at Perek Chavches, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Tzavas Bnei Yisrael Ve'amar To Lehem. Says the Mor v'Shemesh. If you look at the Sofei Tevus, Moshe Lemor Tzavas, Moshe is a Hey, Lemor is a Reish, Tzavas a Vuv, S is a Tough. What does it spell backwards? It spells Torah. Because the more we cling on to the Karmen Talmud, the more we stay close to the Karmen Talmud. What does it mean to stay close to the Karmen Talmud? It means that we should read the Karmen Talmud. It means that we should have the Kriyas Torah in a real way. It means that our Shabbos Kodesh should be in a real way. And it means our Shabbos Kodesh, our Torah should be in a real way. And make sure to take the Shabbos in a real way. Then we'll be Zoch Bez Hashem Ne'or, Tikkun, will help. That will actually not only just read about the Karmen Talmud or read about the Karbanos, but will actually bring the Karmen Talmud in the Bini Beis Hamikdash. So let's just chazer. We talked about why Dafka, according to the Mor v'Shemesh, the Shabbos is the Bein HaMetzarim on a higher level. Because the days of the week are on a lower level, because they're Bein HaMetzarim. And because they're on a lower level, they need a greater Shabbos to keep it uplifted, to keep it going. And that's specifically why Shabbos are on a higher level, because the days are at a lower level, because the days of Bein HaMetzarim, they need a Shabbos Kush, they need a bigger push to be uplifted, to be re-energized, to be refocused. And that's why the Tiferet Shabbos is Rav Lach Shabbos Bein HaKabach, how great are the Shabbos of the Bein HaKabach. And Dafka, that's why the Mor v'Shemesh says, why Dafka do we read Parshas Pinchas in the middle, always the Bein HaMetzarim? Because you know Chazal say that if you can't bring the Karmen Kabanos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you read about them, if you lay near it, it's as if you brought them. And we know in Shabbos HaBetam is one of the things that started happening at the beginning of the end, was the Karmen Talmud was Batal. And specifically, when we read about the Karmen Talmud, it's as if we brought them. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we take every minute of Shabbos, as a bracha. Especially days of the Bein HaMetzarim when the things could be so maybe sometimes a little confused and so dark and so empty. But we search Korafes Ugo Bein HaMetzarim, as the pasuk says in Eicha, and the Magid I believe explains Korafes Ugo Bein HaMetzarim. What does it mean? Anyone who chases after him in the valley of straits, it means Kol Rodif Ka Bein HaMetzarim. Anyone who chases after Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka the Bein HaMetzarim during this time period will be able to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to chase after Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically on these Shabbos. So we should zochet to have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and really tap into these three holiest Shabbos of the year, for specifically now the first Shabbos Kodesh of Parshas Pinchas. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.